Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
It is a Monday. It is just after 10 past 5, and we need to get into our Monday mailbag.
Every week we go through the emails. We get in drive@jacarandafm.com if you ever do want to get in touch with us. Every week someone's got a question that we can help with. So, gaan ons hoor vandag.
Ja. Right. Hi, Robin Ross. After the Sebastian Chabal interview this weekend, where he said that he can't remember a single game of his career or even the birth of his child, my wife immediately said that our son won't be playing rugby. All I'm saying is that my family is full of wide men and hers is full of tall men. Our son, this is the best part of the mail, is going to be an absolute unit. We are depriving the nation of a Springbok. This has been something I have been looking forward to since the first ultrasound. Is my dream over, Bart?
Wow. I mean, that's genuine. You know, the interview this weekend was heart-wrenching. Because yeah. Sebastian Chabal is one of the greatest players of all time. He'll go down in the history books.
Yeah.
And to say that, like, he cannot remember a single game in his career. He cannot even remember the birth of his children. That's terrifying.
Yeah. It is. It really, really is. Because jy gee jou hart en siel vir hierdie sport vir jare en jare.
Mm.
Maar contact sport has got its risks. And now here's this guy explaining exactly why.
And I mean, okay, fair enough. You know, he's been dreaming of this since the first ultrasound, he says.
Yes.
What if you've got kids and the kids want to play?
Ja, so ons seun speel rugby en hy geniet het baie. En hy is baie goed daarin, nê. Maar my ma is elke dag kwaad vir my omdat ek het toelaat dat James rugby speel. What is this rugby nonsense? He's going to get hurt, he's going to get... And I mean, her concerns are valid. Maar my kind hou daarvan om die sport te speel. So, ek as ouer, ek kan hom nie terughou van iets wat hy geniet nie, because my mom is concerned. And then when the day something happens to him, then I'm going to be like, please delete that. I ever said that on the radio. I should never have let him play rugby. So I don't know.
Because Bart says, his wife says, just absolutely not. No rugby for the kids. And he's been dreaming of this. I don't know. How do you handle it? You know, if your partner says, our child will absolutely not play XYZ sport, is that the end of that conversation?
Yeah.
Are you even allowed to try and convince your partner to, or what they would consider, endanger your child?
Ja.
It's such a difficult chat.
Dit is 'n moeilike gesprek, maar die ding is, daar is sport wat nie kontak sport is, wat ook 'n bietjie onveilig kan wees. Like, there are things that can happen to you if you're a swimmer or a cricket player or just anything else that's not rugby.
0848500942. That is Bart's email to us today. How are you feeling about it? What advice do you think we should give him? Is the dream over? 0848500942.
Yeah, we've been getting so many awesome messages in on the WhatsApp line around this. And we got a message in that says, you must not let your kid play rugby if it is the dad's dream. You let the kid play rugby if he wants to and he enjoys it.
Fair enough.
In every sport there are risks, so you need to ask the kid what he actually wants to do.
Mens, kan jou kinders nie in bubble wrap toedraai nie.
Ja.
Tot palet is gevaarlik. As jy verdoeming gaan soek, spreek positiewe oor hulle uit. Laat die arme oom sy droom kry, sê Melissa vanmiddag.
Ja.
Lots of sentiment like this coming in.
Just on Bart's email for today, are they going to let that child not drive in a car as well for all his life? Because I think it's highly more likely that you can get into an accident or hurt in a car than actually playing rugby. Yes, it's valid concerns, but you can't withhold your child from potentially having a great career or, you know, do well in sports because you are fearful as a parent. But then our parents would not have let us do anything in life.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Lots of people using the car analogy as well. South African roads are dangerous places.
Dan het ons nog 'n boodskap ingekry ook op die text WhatsApp line. My pa was 'n bokser en so het sy seun geleer om te boks. My ma was gekant daarteen en so het my pa sy grond gestaan en my ma het besluit om te loop en so is hulle geskei.
Wow.
Like, that is a fundamental difference where the dad was just like, this is what I do. My kid's gonna do it. And if you don't want to hang around, then bye. And then that's what happened. Yes. So.
It's hectic. Yeah. And I mean, I get this because you're worried about your kids. Like, I have this thought for myself because I'm boxing now.
Yeah.
And we're at the point now where we're sparring.
Yeah.
And ek word gebliksem hoor.
Yeah.
If I'm not paying attention, protecting myself properly, I'm getting rattled.
Yeah.
And not often, it's very, very seldom, but even a couple here and there, I'm like, at 42 years old, is this a good idea for my brain? Genuinely. I mean, the studies and stuff are out there, keep coming out the whole time. The NFL is having a conversation in the US about concussion and head injuries and stuff. Dis a baie serious ding.
Maar geniet jy dit?
Ja.
Sien, daar is
dis die ding. It's so good for my mental health.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you do in a relationship though. If your partner says absolutely not.
Yeah. I used to be an absolutely not. Ek was soos wat my ma nou is, was ek. Absolutely not. Toe hy nog baie klein was, baby, I was like, there's no ways. And then I see how much he enjoys it. And, and it's the team camaraderie and the learning about working with other people that actually is helping him grow into a person.
But you can always turn around and be like, but you can do that in the cricket team.
Hey!
I can devil's advocate that and so easily. I get it. I get that argument and I get how difficult that conversation is. Because you don't want your partner to feel like you are the one who wants to endanger your child.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that message comes across. Dis baie moeilik. Baie moeilik. 084-850-0942. Bart dreams of his kid being a Springbok. Ma say absolutely no chance he's playing rugby. How do you square that circle? A lot of messages coming in saying, what does the kid want to do?
Yes.
I think it's, I mean, for sure. I think that's the way it will turn out.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the kid's very, very little at this stage. It's just a conversation that's being had.
Yeah. Candace says, withholding your child from activities and sport which they can excel in and never giving them the opportunity, they might end up resenting you as the parent for not allowing to explore these things. I really agree with that as well.
Yeah. Interesting one that came in was this.
Good afternoon, Jagaranda. I'm a rugby coach. And if a player has been trained and well developed and you do the right thing, definitely I cannot see why a boy cannot play rugby. Any sport has got its risks, and then except from any sports, life is full of risks. Mm. So if you're going to avoid your son to play rugby or to participate in anything because you think he's going to get hurt, then put them in a glass box. Just my opinion from Christian.
Christian sê van ons dit. Johan's got an interesting perspective as a parent.
Hi julle. My seun speel rugby vir die laaste paar jaar en hierdie jaar moes hulle proewe speel vir eerste span. En ek het laas jaar gesien, hy's nog nie opgewasse daarvoor nie en ek het self besluit dat hy hierdie jaar nie gaan uitdraf vir proewe nie. En ek het vir hom gesê, hy het eers 'n bietjie werk om te doen om homself te verbeter voordat hy in daai liga kan inskuif. So, ek dink as ouers moet ons op partykeer die verantwoordelike keuse maak en die kol maak op daai punt wanneer so iets gebeur of wanneer jy voel jou kind is nog nie reg om deel te neem aan die sport nie.
Interesting, hè? Huh?
Ja, en dit is ook nog 'n manier om jou kind op te pas en seker te maak dat as hulle dalk nog nie reg is nie.
Ja.
And nurture them and make sure they get to the point where they are ready and then they can do well. I think that's great as a dad.
Celeste has a different opinion.
Die oplossing is baie simpel. Nadat ek die Masters gekyk het die naweek en ek gesien het dat Rory McIlroy vir 4 dae se golf speel $4.2 miljoen gewen het net in prysgeld. En dink ek sal my kind baie wel goed aanmoedig om eerder te gaan golf speel want hy word ook die rook word ook nie uit hom uit getackle daar.
Celeste, you know it's actually terrifying. And I know the prize was like 4 point whatever. You get a lifetime invite back if you win the Masters. You get invited to every Masters tournament for the rest of your life to come and play. They reckon that invite alone, based on nothing but sponsorship, kits and watches and caps and shoes and clubs and stuff, over your lifetime, that one invite will be worth more than $100 million. Because you'll get to play every single one going to, for the rest of time. Must be nice.
Anna, thank you.
So.
Please wear my golf clubs.
Yeah,
that's my
James
birthday.
Got golf clubs.
Now I'm someone going to start playing golf now. That's what's happening.
Rosie, I hate to break it to you, babes. It might be late for you.
Oh,
might be late.
Masters. I'm a master.
I suppose you are a master. Hey, it's not a golf.